Bro.
Welcome back to another episode of Fan Friday on When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. Last couple weeks, we've been interviewing our fans to figure out why they became wrestling fans. Well, this week I decided not to interview another fan, but instead I will tell why I became a wrestling fan and who my favorite is and a dream match that I'd like to see. So I hope you will thoroughly enjoy this podcast. It's not going to be a long one, so just stay tuned and I hope you thoroughly enjoy. The reason I became a wrestling fan is because my parents were very big into watching wrestling when I was growing up. I mean, for the longest time, they paid for every pay-per-view. They taped every Raw, SmackDown, Sunday Night Heat, everything. And we still have some of the tapes to this day. But, I mean, it was The Undertaker. The Undertaker is the reason I still watched wrestling throughout my younger years and then teenage years and then adult years. Undertaker was the one constant among it all. I was just a young lad, 4 months old, when Taker debuted, just short of 5 months, in 1990. So Taker has been fighting almost my entire life in the WWE. And I just couldn't help but think, you know, this is the kind of superstar that I thoroughly enjoyed. I love hearing the gong go off. Everyone respected him when he spoke. Everyone went to him. He was essentially the godfather of pro wrestling. He was the Michael Corleone. He was the godfather. Still is recognized to this day as that same role. People always talk about the greatest of all time. They go Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair. Taker's been very consistent in his entire career. Now, don't get me wrong. The last 4 or 5 years, not exactly his best work. But he's had good matches. Just not consistent matches. We've had terrible matches like the one in Saudi with the Brothers of Destruction and DX, which never should have happened. But getting back to it, Taker is the reason I was a wrestling fan. I loved watching his promos, his work. I mean, his match with Stone Cold in 98 is still the highest rated Raw segment of all time. I mean, that's just simply amazing that he was involved in the highest rated Raw segment of all time. Almost 10 million viewers tuned into that. Vince McMahon now would kill to have 10 million viewers watch Raw in 6 months. But it's incredible that Taker was able to do that. I grew up in the Attitude Era, the greatest era of wrestling, the Attitude Era. We had Stone Cold, The Rock, Mankind, Taker, Kane, Triple H. I mean, these guys, there were so many mega stars that were up and down the card. We had Edge and Christian. They brought in the Hardys. The Dudleys eventually came in. I mean, what a time to be alive. Vince McMahon and Stone Cold is still one of the greatest rivalries, if not the greatest of all time. But the Attitude Era, we actually had women that were fighting, and not later on in the ruthless aggression when they were essentially strippers who could fight. We had bad women like Chyna, Ivory, Luna Vachon, Sable. Women that were not afraid to get in there and mix it up with the guys. And even win. They would defeat the men. And it wasn't close. So these are some of the reasons that I became a wrestling fan. I'm still a wrestling fan. Now the product has gone so far downhill. And I'm not. The virus is, yeah, that's a terrible thing. But the product right now is not great. Rumor has it we're going to get a return or two at SummerSlam this weekend. We'll see. But I grew up during this time where everything was so dang darn cool. We had the beer truck. We had the Rock's promos, the Know Your Role and Shut Your Mouth. I mean, what a time to be alive where you could say whatever you wanted to. We had DX with the Suck It chant. So many kids at school got in trouble for this. So many. And I loved the Invasion pay-per-view. It's still my favorite pay-per-view of all time. Could it have been better? 100% yes. But I loved it. I was 11 years old, and you're thinking, wait a minute, these three companies are coming together to fight? How cool is that? It would be great now to see, but back then, I absolutely loved the pay-per-view. Looking back on it, but it's still my favorite one of all time. Matter of fact, it is the highest non-WrestleMania grossing pay-per-view of all time. Think about that. It's one of those. But the reasons like this are why I became a wrestling fan. The moments that are shot in the dark. I love watching Monday Night Raw when Shane walks out and says, the contract reads McMahon, but it reads Shane McMahon. How cool of a moment was that? And then, of course, we got the beer truck. We've got Taker kidnapping people. One of my biggest segments that I loved was when Taker came back as the American Badass at the end of Rock and Triple H's Iron Man match in May of 2000. I mean, I remember watching that bike come down. I'm like, wait a minute, who is this? And then you hear him, that's the Undertaker. That is one of my favorite things. I remember taking a fifth grade trip to Dollywood, and I had a Decade of Destruction hat and t-shirt on. Just so you know, it was May, and it was about 95 degrees, and I'm in all black at Dollywood. Oh, it was hot. Hot. But it was the coolest thing because wrestling was so hot then. Everyone watched it. But I mean, these moments, the constant Taker show up when that gong hits. When he won the Royal Rumble, I remember them talking about the Great Khali was dominating. Who's going to stop the Great Khali? And the gong went off. That is one of the most eerie things to witness Taker walk down the ring. It takes forever. But to hear the crowd, no matter if it's 1990 to 2020, when Taker speaks, the crowd is silent. That is a sign of respect. You don't get that when you're a Ric Flair or a Hulk Hogan or a Rock or a Triple H or a Stone Cold. The crowd is silent for Taker, the godfather of wrestling. Now, if I wanted to look at a match, potential dream match that I always would love to see. Of course, I could throw out the obvious one, Taker versus Sting, the dark face of WWE versus the dark face of WCW. One that should have happened and could have happened, but unfortunately never did. But I mean, one of the matches that's always struck me that I would love to see is Andre versus the Big Show. Big Show, when he came into WCW as Paul White, he was billed as the Giant and Andre's son. But I mean, that matchup would be great. One of the greatest matchups. Because their characters are identical. And just one of these that I honestly believe would sell out. Now, of course, we get a Jericho Steamboat, which we did get. I would love to see a Kenny Omega AJ Styles match, which we probably have got in Japan. I would like to see some of these matchups. Let's go Hulk Hogan versus a Braun Strowman. How about a Jake the Snake versus a Bray Wyatt? Matches like this, the Dudley Boys versus the New Day. We got it, but it was kind of watered down version of it. But I would just love to see these type of things still happen in the business, and they can. Vince owns his own network. Come on, people. He could make it worthwhile. But just some of these reasons like this are why I became a wrestling fan. And it's emotional moments, too, that hit every fan. And for a moment, there is a group of people around the world that are hurting for the same purpose. And for the same reason. When Eddie Guerrero passed, everyone was hurting. When Edge retired, everyone felt that. And it brings people together because we all know where we were when stuff like The Streak ended. I still get goosebumps talking about to this day. I was sitting in Jeremy Wagner's living room floor when The Streak ended. Still one of the saddest moments because I felt at that moment my childhood hero was crushed. It's like seeing your favorite superhero lose. But it's reasons like this where I became a wrestling fan and still am a big wrestling fan. The reason I run this podcast. Why wouldn't I? Wrestling is one thing that's universal, and it is across all countries and planets. But it's just one of these things that everyone in the world will talk about. Everyone has their opinion who the greatest of all time is. Everyone has their opinion who the greatest promotion of all time is. We're currently in that battle as we speak. But I think the future of pro wrestling looks very, very bright. And there will never be another character or another person in wrestling, in the business, greater than The Undertaker.
And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.